Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to K-Mood Radio, radio for people on the move. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And K-Move Radio is sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, quality in every move we make. And today, we have a woman on fire as a guest. This is going to be an exciting show. Debbie Phillips, who is the...
She's an inspiring founder of Women on Fire, which is an amazing women's community who get together actually from all over the world, who inspire each other, we help each other for strategies and support, and women who are in transition. When I say we meet from all over the world, it's pretty much social media way.
Yes, and I love it that you're saying we, because Tina, my wife, and Lorraine have joined Women on Fire. And during the show, you're going to learn how you too can join Women on Fire. So Lorraine, how did you meet Debbie?
Tina was with me, and Tina and I met Debbie at a Periscope Summit in San Francisco about 3 weeks ago. We actually sat in the second row.
Yes, and Tina insisted on that.
Yes, and I'm glad Tina did insist that we sit up in the front, because we sat right next to Debbie Phillips.
Yes, and I'll never forget the two of you running towards me saying, "Wow, Clay, you can't believe who we just met. We met Debbie Phillips, the founder of Women on Fire, and you two. We're on fire just from meeting her."
Yes, we absolutely were. We couldn't wait to tell you all about her and her organization.
And she agreed to be on K-Moves.
And we have a surprise for Debbie, so let's go meet with her.
Yes.
Mobility Talk Radio is the Clay and Lorraine Show on K-Moves. The best guests with treasure chests.
Welcome, Debbie Phillips, to K-Move Radio.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Clay and Lorraine. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're honored to have you, and because we're so pleased that you're here, we have a song especially we're going to play for you. I wrote the song, and this is Lorraine singing it.
Awesome.
Yeah. I should get those notes.
I'm impressed. I think you have a second career.
Wow.
If this DJ thing doesn't work out, maybe you can be a singer.
You know what? Yeah.
Woo-hoo. I'm so glad to be talking to you, because I've been wanting to interview Alicia Keys.
Now you don't have to. You have Lorraine Carasosa.
Well, we thought this song would just go perfect, The Scroll on Fire, with your company, Women on Fire. So
grateful to Alicia. We actually had been around for quite a few years, and then this song came out, and it actually was so helpful to us, because it gave us an anthem. So I'm very grateful to Alicia.
Nice.
So I've been reading about your group, Women on Fire, and you help women deal with stress and women who are in transition with issues of isolation as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sounds like you know something about moving.
Yeah.
Have you moved before, Debbie?
Yes. Well, you know, I often start out my talks by, I think this is all you need to know about me. I moved 6 times by the time I was in the 6th grade.
Wow.
And so every single year I was the new girl. And what was fascinating about that is you can imagine being from, you know, kindergarten to the 6th grade, how scary that was each year. But my mother would always turn it into this positive, and she would always say, "Oh, you're so lucky. You get to be the new girl. You get to start over. Your school is new." And even though inside I was like going, outside, you know, I think it was the greatest gift ever, because I really did, my attitude was, okay, you know, I get to be the new girl. I should, you know, think that this is fun. And I think it helped me in life, because I really could be very adaptable. And to this day now, I love new situations, and I love going in and meeting new people.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because this hits home with me, because I was a high school teacher for almost 10 years. I taught continuation high school. which is where kids get removed from the regular high schools and they get sent to us, kind of the last chance for them. And you think that the reason they're there because of drugs and gangs, et cetera, but the reason why they're there, the number one reason, was that they had moved too much.
Mm-hmm.
And they would stop making friends, so stop going to school, or they make friends with the outsiders and get in trouble right away. What could you tell people to make this experience positive, this moving experience?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like, I'm thinking of those young people that you're talking about, and boy, that goes back to the role of parenting.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mother, my family did not have any means, and my mother was really just trying to make a good situation out of a bad one, or a tough one. And so it goes, you know, how powerful is a parent or an adult to really see a kid that's moving a lot and reassure them that they're okay? So, but when it comes to my clients or women that I have worked with over the years, I've been a life and executive coach for 20 years now, and see many, many people as they've moved. And it's something to really pay attention to. I mean, not only we're so busy when we're in the middle of a move, and sometimes they're really tough, but the psychological and the emotional issues around moving are what I talk to women about.
Yes, women in transition.
Uh-huh.
It certainly is when you're in relocation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
right, exactly. So, you know, just off the top of my head, a few of the things, because this is how I came to it, I would have women say, I just moved from Columbus, Ohio to Chicago. I'm living in my dream house, and I'm miserable.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I always raise with them, well, you know, there's a grief process that can go on, and to just allow them to honor that and just be okay with there's some grieving that we have to do sometimes. But as a coach, if I knew on the front end, and of course after many years I learned, if I knew someone was moving, I would really urge them. There were three or four things I would urge them to do. I would urge them to really, especially if they were psychologically attached to their home, mm-hmm. even if they were moving to their new home, I would urge them to go room to room, maybe with their family, kind of honor each room, maybe thank it, maybe remember things. I would encourage them to connect with the new homeowner, maybe have a dinner together and show them around the house, or give them, the new homeowner, an item or a history of their house. I would also urge them to make plans in their new town or to know someone. And that's the beauty of Women on Fire, which is a national and actually an international organization. Now when I know someone is moving, for instance, I have one of our longtime Women on Fire members is moving from Washington, D.C. to Seattle, and it's mm-hmm. her first move in a very, very long time. I don't even know that if she's lived any other place other than the East Coast. And so already we've hooked her up with women who are living in Seattle. So if you don't have friends in the new place where you're moving, you know, I always urge people, find out from friends you have. Do you know anybody in Los Angeles? Do you know anybody in Dallas or wherever you might be moving? And then again, just to really pay attention that this can be a grief issue if you move and you haven't really thought about the emotional aspects of it.
Wow, those are great,
very
great
good
points
advice.
And advice.
So, the advice I'd love to get from you is because, you know, we have people here in our customer service department who move people, and they talk to them, you know, throughout the move.
Right.
And same with everybody in the relocation industry, whether they're in temporary housing or it's a relocation company or real estate people.
Right.
And we're talking to them on the phone. Do you have advice for those of us that are talking to these people on the phone going through this process? What can we say or do to make them less stressful and feel more comfortable about this transition?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Clay and Lorraine, first of all, I just love this question, and I love the sensitivity that you have, and I know that about you anyway, but that's so sensitive to make sure that your customer service people have the sensitivity of knowing that each person they're talking to is responding to moving in a different way and probably an emotional way.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a long time ago, you know, being a coach, I would experiment on myself, and of course I would experiment on other people. But I remember, like, one of the things along the way is, you know, whenever we we, like, somebody's cranky. Let's just say somebody's cranky in a restaurant or supermarket or anywhere that you go. I always just, and I think this would be applicable to your customer service associates, is when I see that, rather than be mad that somebody's being short with me or mean, I always just stop and really go slow and say to them with care, are you okay?
Yes.
And I have to tell you, the amazing number of times, the very last time I did it was a few months ago. I was in a restaurant. The hostess was really short with me, and I just did that. I said, are you okay? And she looked at me, and she goes, oh, my God, I'm not. I just went to a memorial service. I should actually not be at work.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I think in training people to just know that person on the other end of the phone is likely going through a tough time, and just to be gentle, and just when they, if they get any hint of shortness or, you know, somebody just being on edge, to really, what we say, grade it down and just say, hey, are you okay?
And it sounds so sincere.
Change it.
Yeah. Wow.
That's an empathy thing. I have a little story I share with our people here. I heard it some time ago that there was on a bus, a man who had two children. The children were running wild through the bus and causing all kinds of noise. And finally, somebody on the bus said, hey, why don't you control your kids and make them sit down and take charge of your children? Mm-hmm. And the man says, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out how to tell them how their mother just passed away. So, you know, that's kind of things that you just don't know what people are going through.
Right.
And you need to be open to that and mm-hmm. sensitive about it. Yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Right. That's exactly right. So I think that just in general, because you know that people who are calling, they most likely are nervous, unsure, all kinds of things. I had a mover once who... I was leaving the city I was living in. I had gotten divorced, and I was moving to Boston, actually. And I had the most wonderful mover who treated me with such gentleness and kindness and giving me, like, a list of restaurants in Boston,
yes.
things to do. And he was so kind and gentle. And I felt like this man was my angel, mm-hmm. and he was the mover. Yeah.
That's a great story.
That's the way we want to do it. That's what we draw it up on our game board, like a football team. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
That's
so awesome. We're going to pull over our truck here. We'll take a little truck stop.
A truck stop.
we're going to be back in just about 20 seconds here with Debbie Phillips, the founder of Women on Fire.
Yay.
Don't move away.
Hi, this is Belinda Parrish, International Move Coordinator with S&M Moving Systems, and you are listening to K-Move, talk radio for the mobility community.
Welcome back to K-Move Radio. Joining us, Debbie Phillips, founder of Women on Fire.
Yeah. So, Debbie, what prompted you to start Women on Fire?
Well, I had been a coach for a few years, and I was working with women who had a lot of responsibility. Maybe they had their own company, maybe they were at a high level in a company. Many of them were entrepreneurs, and they were trying to juggle everything, run the company or have a very responsible job, have families, be in a relationship or be looking for a relationship. And I discovered everything that they were going through, they felt really alone. Now, they had me as their coach, but that was very one-on-one. I also discovered that many of these women did not have a best friend or did not have a place where they could really share everything. And so I began to put women together, and the first time was a huge success, and they loved it so much, and I facilitated it. And they said, can we bring our friends and what do we, you know, can we do more of this? And literally, and I started in New York City in 2003, and it just grew and grew and grew from there. And it's turned into a membership program, and it's just been so inspiring to meet so many great women.
Well, you know, you're right, because I went on your Facebook and all your posts and your website. It's just so inspiring to listen to some of the stories that women do tell. And you just can't help but just go and start clicking away and start writing up something of your own.
Yes.
It really does make you express yourself.
Yes.
Right. And I think I'm mostly touched because so many women will tell me, I never would have said that to anybody else, or I feel so safe. And at Women on Fire events, sometimes, you know, our signature question is, what are you on fire about? Or what are you struggling with? You know, because we're not always on fire. Sometimes we're burned out. Sometimes we're just simmering. But it's such a great thing to be able to say, even if we don't know what we're on fire about, to think about that possibility. Women will often tell me, they'll say, oh, I've never said that before in public, or make something real and you share what you're on fire about.
And I think that's why I joined, because I felt like this was just definitely a place I just needed to be. Can anybody join, or who should join?
Yeah. Well, who should join? That's a great question. We're very intergenerational. It doesn't matter what your job is. It really matters where your heart is, and that you want to make a difference in the world, and that you can cheer on other women. So we all come from this place of abundance, and so I think that's the other thing that attracts the women who get attracted to it, is they do know that they're meant to do something great and special in the world. They do know that there's plenty in the world for them, and they're willing to support other women as then other women are willing to support them. And then it just becomes this rising tide lifts all boats. So our youngest member is in her teens, and our oldest member is in her 90s.
Wow.
With most, and you're going to meet her at the retreat, Lorraine.
I can't wait.
Yeah, she's coming, and she has an amazing, amazing story. But I would say the bulk of our women are from, late 30s to late 50s. So we have this big bulk that are in that category, but we have all ages.
Oh shoot! Okay. I just missed it. I'm 21.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
We're gonna make special compensation for you.
Yeah. Well, so and I'm just a smoldering male, so I don't think I can be a woman on fire. But you do some things with your husband. You were telling us.
Yes, I do, and I just have to say this because one of the greatest things of all is. Who, and I'm going to ask you this, Clay, who doesn't want your woman to feel alive and on fire, right?
Right, right. That's why she's going with Lorraine to the conference in Nashville.
That's right. Tina will be joining me.
Yes.
So.
Exactly. So your wife is coming too, Clay?
Yes.
And what's so amazing is that men, and people ask me, they're like, what about men? And I'm like, men have been our greatest supporters. We've gotten... So many women have joined Women on Fire because their men have found out about it and said, hey, you should join this. Because, you know, you want your woman to be able to fully express herself in the world and get all the support she needs.
Yeah, so, you know why?
Why?
Because happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly. So thank you for doing that. I feel all of your, amazing support. So my husband, who is awesome and an executive of life and executive coach himself, mostly on the executive coaching side, he and I met in the coaching world over the telephone more than 20 years ago, and we joined our coaching practices at the time, and he and I do a piece of work together called Vision Day, which is a strategic planning day for your work and life, and you can find out all the information at visionday.com and see the videos of other people who come to Vision Day. But my husband and I are doing a podcast just in time for Valentine's Day, and it is on, making the most of your relationship. So whether you are in an intimate relationship and married or with a partner or you're wanting one, we'll be doing a podcast on strategies to make your relationship stronger or to find that relationship that you dream of.
Oh, perfect. My goodness. That
nice.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll join
that. And it's for Women on Fire members and their men and partners. So
yes.
I hope you get to join us, Clay.
We will. Tina and I will. That will be fun. I think we should pull the truck over a little bit and take another truck stop here. Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yeah,
let's hit the brakes for a second, and then we'll be right back because Debbie's going to tell us all about something called Spark.
Yes.
And her books, that we've ordered her books. We want to hear about her books and more about this conference in Nashville.
Yes.
So don't move away. We'll be right back.
Good morning. My name is Denise Curry with S&M United Van Lines. I am a MOVE coordinator, and you are listening to K-MOVE, talk radio for the mobility community.
Welcome back to K-MOVE Radio, and again, joining us is Debbie Phillips, and she is the founder of Women on Fire.
Women on Fire.
I want to hear you really say that. You know, some of our people are like, Women on Fire.
You know what I was thinking about when before we went to a commercial break? You were talking about how this is a women's organization, and we're going to be out on, you know, the conference in Nashville, and I'm bringing Tina with me, so that's Clay's wife, and my husband is not coming, and I think Clay is going to stay here too. But while Women on Fire are going to be there in Nashville, I think our husbands' ears will be on fire here.
What are they talking about?
I want to hear from you because I always hear from husbands going, my wife's still on fire. I'm home.
Enthusiasm's contagious. And I think, you know, that's what you, one of the many things that Women on Fire bring is enthusiasm for life. When the wife brings that home, that's good for the whole family.
It sure is.
Yes, it is.
So I really admire what you're doing.
Their deepest desire in the world.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yes.
I can't wait to read your newsletter called Spark. I just subscribed to it. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So, in fact, I'm actually in the throes of, I've been doing a blog post called The Spark. You can find it under DebbiePhillips.com, and it comes into your inbox, so you will get it, Lorraine. And I'm actually just working on there's so much information that I gather every week. I'm working on it going from a single idea of an inspiration or strategy, because Women on Fire, the idea is built on the notion if women have inspiration, if they have strategies and the how-to, and if they have support to do whatever they need, they can do anything. And so the spark was always a lesson or an inspiration or a strategy for you to live a better life, and it's free, so everybody can read that weekly, and there is 5 years worth of sparks on wphillips.com. But I'm just switching it over where we're going to have more of a little newsletter where there will be 4 or 5 items that will be news that you can use, kind of thing. So I'll certainly put a link to this radio show in that on one of the weeks. And so anyway, I'm very excited about that because after doing this part for 5 or 6 years, I'm, you know, ready for a little bit of a new format.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then I went on Amazon and I bought 2 books that you have written. Yes. And they look like great books. I can't wait to read them, even though I'm just a smoldering male and not a woman on fire. But they look like they were
smoldering.
Smoldering. They look like they were chapters of people telling their own stories. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. So the idea was, these are women on fire who have come up against something difficult, and then they share the strategies they used to get through whatever it was that was difficult and where they stand today. So the title of the book, it is a book series, and there's 2 books in the series now. It's called Women on Fire, 20 Inspiring Women Share Their Life Secrets to Save You Years of Struggle. Because that's the whole idea of Women on Fire, that we really share what goes on in our lives, the struggles that we have, the successes that we have. We share that with other women and make their journey a little bit easier.
Yes.
So all the stories are filled, and one of my very favorite one is the very first book, the very first chapter is Paula Getty, and it's about finding her passion. Even though her parents wanted her to work in insurance, she wanted to work in fashion, and it was her journey to how did she end up? And What kind of strategies did she use to really get to her own goal? So really inspiring, and all the strategies are applicable to hopefully most women's lives.
Okay.
Good. And I'm really proud because our first book won. It was the best compilation book of 2010 in America, and I'm very, very, very proud of that. And
wow.
Very exciting.
Way to be on fire.
Yeah. Literally,
huh? Yeah, so we're going to get some more of those books, and we're going to give them away on K-Move Radio.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah.
Woohoo, I like that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
that
we'd like to do that.
Awesome. And I would be happy, you know, when I see Lorraine, I'd be happy to sign a few.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's a perfect move into my next little deal I'm going to talk about. I'll bring the books to the Women on Fire conference in Nashville. Can you tell our listeners about this conference?
Yes.
And if there's room. Is there still room?
That's great. There are 17 seats left as of today.
Wow.
And, yes, there's room, but it's closed. And it's going to be so magnificent. In general, you know, Women on Fire is an online organization, so you can live anywhere in the world, and you can connect daily, as you've already discovered, Lorraine and Tina. You can have the support that you need, but at least once a year, and we do a lot of other smaller events, but once a year we get together in a city. Last year was Chicago. This year is Nashville, and people fly in from all over. We have people coming from England this year, Canada.
Oh, wow.
And women get together. Some women don't know each other at all. Many women have known each other through the years. It doesn't matter. Everybody is, you know, just warmly embraces everyone. Mm-hmm. And we have a weekend together filled with fun and, again, inspiration, strategies, and support. So you can use the retreat just to give yourself a boost. You can use the retreat to really nail down a plan for yourself. You can use the retreat to meet other women, or all the above. And then, of course, we're going to have fun and still have a surprise, but we're in Nashville, so you know something cool is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I have never been there before, and I love country music, so I can't wait to go. I might even fly in a few days earlier.
I really hope you do. Please do, because it's really very, very excited, and I can give you some special things to do that I've done there that are just, there's no place but Nashville to do it.
Okay.
Oh, good. So they can just go to womenonfirethen.com and try to find how to register.
Yeah, actually, the retreat page is WOF Retreat, so okay. Women on Fire, WOFRetreat.com.
Got it. Okay. And I'll make sure I'll have all these links,
yeah,
you know, on
we'll
our...
follow links so our mm-hmm. listeners can find them.
Yes.
And your Facebook, I know you have over 88,000
followers
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Women on Fire reaches more than 100,000 women a day.
Wow.
And so very proud of that because, you know, I'm always thinking of the woman who really just doesn't have the connection, the love, the support, and you can just get plugged in so easily to Women on Fire and have that in your life. So very happy about that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you for making the world a better place.
Aww. You for making the world a better place, and I love your show. I was so inspired by Lisa Fisher and all that I learned from her, and Bernard Fowler. I learned so much from him. I learned about, you know, my voice is really important to me because I interview people and I talk all the time,
right.
And I really learned it about the lemon, like, you know, like just him talking about caring for his voice. That was so helpful to me, and I'm never putting lemon in my water before.
Well. You know, Debbie, we talked about this. You know, we've had the last two shows have been two members of the Rolling Stones. So it's like, wow, who can follow the Rolling Stones? So, Debbie, you did it. You did a great job.
Yes,
so thank you for joining us on K-Move Radio.
It was a pleasure.
It was really a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So honored.
God bless.